All right. Welcome to Side Hustle School. So excited you're tuning in today. Thank you so much, friends, listeners, community. My name is Chris Gallibo. I'm so excited to make this podcast for 2,413 days in a row, all because of our amazing community. You know, I set out to do it for 365 days. That's approximately a year. Well, it's exactly a year. And then I just kind of kept going just because so many people were enjoying the stories. And then we turned it into even more of a community approach a couple years in, taking your questions, hearing tips and stories of success and failure from our listeners and the community that has grown and evolved along the way. So just wanted to say thank you. As we kick off today's episode, which is in the Throwback Thursday segment, conveniently coming out every Thursday, it's a segment where we take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, last week we heard from a fruit stand seller in Georgia. 3 years after setting up shop, that fruit stand now earns more than $50,000 a season. A season, not even a year, but just every fruit stand season, which I guess is, probably in the summer. I actually don't remember that, but we're just going to go with that. $50,000 a season. That's all I got. Today, though, we are moving away from fruit. In our latest feature, we'll hear from a book launch manager who gets paid to pitch authors. She's trying to help upcoming and newly released books get more attention by any means necessary. I'm actually in that phase of book launch myself, Gonzo Capitalism, my newest book, my first book in 3 years, coming out in just 12 days. So I enjoy doing some research here and hearing the story from Riley. I'm going to pass it over to her so I can keep working on my own book launch plans. So let's hear directly from Riley. I'll have a little quick wrap up at the end.
Well, hello again. It's Riley, the book launch manager, and I'm back with a few updates on my whirlwind adventure in the publishing world. It's been a thrilling year since you last heard from me. My side hustle has blossomed into a profitable venture, consistently earning at least $2,500 a month. One of my biggest highlights of the past year has been working on a launch for a nonfiction book about the impact of AI on global economics. We hit the USA Today bestseller list on launch week. That was exciting for the author, the publisher, and me. Let's talk about the details. To start with, each book launch project I take on ranges from 1,000 to 3,000, depending on the complexity and length of the campaign. I typically handle 2 to 3 launches simultaneously, which nets me that steady monthly income of $1,500 or more. It's worth noting, however, that this is not a get-rich-quick business. It took me close to 6 months to build a reputation and establish a steady stream of clients. Even now, each launch takes a lot of work to pull off well. As for client acquisition, I initially relied on word-of-mouth referrals and networking within the publishing industry. However, after a few successful launches, I've had authors directly approach me for their projects. I've also seen some success by offering free webinars on book marketing, which has indirectly brought in clients. But I don't do them very often. The most challenging part of this business is managing the expectations of my clients. Some authors dream of hitting the New York Times bestseller list with their first book, but aren't able to sell anywhere near the number of copies required. It's essential to be transparent with your clients about what's realistic for their book, given the budget, genre, and competition. If you're thinking about dipping your toes into the world of book launch management, here's what I've learned. Firstly, remember that you're not just launching a book, you're launching an author's dreams. It's vital to understand their vision and communicate frequently to ensure you're both on the same page. Regular check-ins, spreadsheets with detailed plans, and lots of empathy are your best friends. Secondly, you've got to stay updated with the publishing industry's trends and norms. Subscribe to the Publisher's Marketplace, network with publicists, and never stop learning. Things change rapidly, especially in marketing strategies, and you need to stay ahead of the curve to provide the best service. Lastly, a successful launch isn't just about the first week sales. It's about building momentum for the author's future work. This means you have to strategize for long-term engagement, email lists, social media following, speaking engagements, and more. In conclusion, it's been a fulfilling year filled with lots of lessons. I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity to work with many talented authors and help bring their work to the spotlight. And to all the aspiring book launch managers out there, buckle up, it's quite a ride.
All right. Thanks, Riley. I appreciate those updates. I hope our listeners do as well. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. Meanwhile, Riley has inspired me to get back to my book launch spreadsheet. I've got a ton of tasks, a lot of stuff that I'm doing to try to reach out, get as much attention as possible on the upcoming book. And if you've been part of that, thank you. I really appreciate our listeners and readers who have helped other people to hear about the book or some of my other books as well. So thank you for that. If you have a question or an update for us on your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2413. Much more coming up tomorrow. Thank you. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.